It's interesting. We're seeing more and more of these small subset, 4% of pancreatic cancer. I just flashed on to ALK in non-small cell lung cancer, 4%. Of course, the denominator is higher, but the point is, it seems like now we're starting to look for smaller biomarkers, which sort of leads into the other thing I want to ask you about, which is the whole issue of biomarkers and targeted therapy of pancreatic cancer. Can you talk about some of the novel agents and strategies that you're most excited about?
So in pancreatic cancer, we talked about the BRCA2 mutations, but we have to really put in the context that when you talk about BRCA2 mutations, it's within the context of DNA repair. But there's more than that. I mean, I recently saw a patient with one of my patients who I had treated before, and this is a related cancer, it's biliary cancer, who had ATM mutation. And this guy had surprisingly a very long, and he continues to be in remission years after started the treatment. So these are rare mutations that are under the umbrella of the DNA repair. So I would like to stress the point that it's beyond BRCA2. It has other, and these are the group of patients where we can benefit them, and that's based on science. The other area which is of interest is looking at the stromal targeting agents. We had some problems, challenges with Hedgehog, but the other one which is now currently being tested is the hyaluronan, or HA short, and patients who have tumors that stain positive for the HA do seem to benefit from adding a drug called pegylated PEG-PH20 when combined with chemotherapy. That seems to be, from a pilot study, to benefit the patients in terms of prolonging progression-free survival. And that concept has now gone into a phase 3 trial in patients who are selected for overexpression of the HA. So that's an area which is really also important to keep track of because that's showing some benefit. The other pilot trial that showed benefit has now gone to a large, very large phase 3 trial is targeting STAT3, which we think that we're targeting in the stem cells, pancreatic cancer stem cells. And there's a study now which is ongoing with napabucasin. It's a global trial. So that's something which looks interesting, looks promising, but we have to wait, obviously, for the results. There are other approaches that are being done. One of them is try to target the myeloid cells that travel all the way from the bone marrow to the tumor environment. And once they get there, they make the tumor environment immunosuppressive, they make the tumor environment more aggressive, and there is some evidence that if you target the signaling in those cells, trying to inhibit them, you may improve the outcome of chemotherapy. And CCR2 inhibitor has been tested, and there was a pilot trial published in the Lancet Oncology last year, which is of interest, which is also going into some randomized trials. There's also other approaches which are looking into more novel approaches like targeting metabolism, and there's also some other agents like dual targeting of the HER2 and ERBB3 as a way of trying to control the resistance to treatment. So a number of approaches are currently being pursued, but I would say the ones which are in phase 3 trials will be the ones obviously we'll be looking at in terms of some interesting results within the next 2-3 years. Namely the PARP inhibitors, because there are international trials now looking at PARP inhibitors in frontline treatment and also in maintenance. And also I mentioned the pegylated PEG-PH20 and also the anti-STAT3. These are the ones which are probably a bit more advanced in their development. But there might be others which come in even before these if we see some very strong signals, even in phase 1 trials.